And you're going to turn to the book of Psalms. That really was a request, but I stated it in the form of a command, but that's all right. Praise God. Amen. Those that can stand, those that can't, Lord bless you. Praise God. Psalms 77. How many were in share group this week? Praise God. Amen. Such a blessing. If you have the opportunity to go to a share group in your area, please do so. Amen. And it's not just for you. It's for your neighbor. It's for your coworker. It's for your friend. Amen. Share group. Praise God. There was a question posed. I don't want to embarrass Sister Marianne tonight. There was a question posed in share group the other night. And we never thought about it. Praise God. I'm glad she raised the question. She said, we can bring people? Praise God. Yes, we can. Amen. Maybe we need to say that more in share group. Bring somebody. Praise God. It's Thursday night. Is it okay to bring somebody? Bring somebody. Praise God. On Sunday, is it okay to bring somebody? Bring somebody. Amen. Thank you for the reminder. We forget sometimes to bring somebody. Hallelujah. We enjoy the house of the Lord so much. We get up on Sunday morning. We're excited about being in the house of the Lord. Thursday, can't wait to get off work so that I can go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Share that excitement with somebody. Tell them it's all right. You can come with me too. Amen. It's not just for me. Praise God. But it's for you. It's for your children. Hallelujah. For all that are far off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 77. And I don't know, our share group the other night, I don't know if you noticed, I said something just off the cuff, as I usually do, chasing rabbits, as we typically do, and I said something when I read the scripture, which was part of the share group lesson, and then I pretty much tuned you guys out, because God spoke to me very clearly, and I started writing. This passage just jumped out at me. And it's not that I didn't care about your responses to my questions or to our share group. And I quickly tuned back in. But I had to get it written down because I know my brain. Anybody else know their brain? Yeah, God speaks to you in a dream, speaks to you at night. You're like, I'll write that down in the morning, Lord. Yeah, no, it's gone. Forget it. It's gone. So I had to write it down now. Psalm 77, 11 and 12. We already prayed. We already took the offering. Am I missing anything? Praise God. We got it all. Amen. It's all right. It's time for the word. Psalm 77, 11 and 12 says this. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also on thy work and talk of thy doings. Talk of thy doings. The first part, if you turn to Psalm 71, 24, the first part of that verse. Psalm 77, the first part of that verse says, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. Psalms 105, turn there real quick. Verse 2. Psalms 105 and verse 2 says this, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. For just a short while tonight, I want to talk about this simple thought. Talk. It's for your own good. Talk. It's for your own good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Pray that you'd bless us tonight, God. Bless us tonight. I pray that this word would go forth, that we would receive your word today. Anoint our ears to hear, God. My lips to speak tonight. In Jesus' name, let truth be proclaimed from this pulpit tonight. In Jesus' name, minister to every need that's in this house and those that are watching, those that are listening to the podcast. Minister in their lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. I read that scripture and As I age, sitting across from the table from Brother Levi the other day, and I said, I'm going to say words that I never thought I would say in my life. I asked him how old he was. And then I said, when I was your age, 20 years ago, when I was your age, I'm learning as I get older that my rememberer isn't remembering like it used to remember. Amen. Praise God. There's a few witnesses in the house tonight saying that their rememberer is very similar to my rememberer, and it doesn't work so good. And I use, even if I put it on my phone or I set up reminders, or I still can't remember when my dentist appointment is. I know it's in January, but that's as much as I can remember. Hopefully they call me. Praise God. Because my rememberer is not remembering like it used to remember. The Bible says in Psalms 11:12, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate also on thy work. And there is a key in that verse that jumped out. And talk of thy doings. And talk of thy doings. Oral tradition. You know about oral tradition? Things being handed down generation after generation simply by talking, telling those in your family, your children, telling them. Oral tradition is information passed down through the generations by word of mouth that is not necessarily written down. This includes historical and cultural traditions, literature and law even. Some oral traditions in customs. As I was looking, scouring, researching oral traditions and customs. How many people blow out candles on their birthday? Oral tradition. Somebody at some point blew out a candle on a birthday cake, passed that on by word of mouth, passed that on by word of mouth, passed that on by word of mouth. And guess what we do today? We blow out candles on our birthday cake. Praise God. What a silly thing to do. Right? I mean, think about it. Logical. Why in the world would we light something, let it burn there for a little bit? You know, especially when this started, that candle was for light and warmth. Now I'm going to blow it out. And now they're getting so crazy that they built ones that relight themselves. Wasn't that nice? So on your birthday, you're going to die from, what's the term I'm looking for? There you go. How about not wearing white to a wedding unless you're the bride? Just an oral tradition. Celebrating the bounty of harvest at a festival. Oral tradition. Hey, we got a lot of food. Hey, let's have a festival. We got lots of food to provide. Let's do this. How about babies wearing white at a christening? Oral tradition. Taking a gift when invited to someone's house for dinner. Praise God, we need to bring that tradition back up. As we invite you to our house, feel free. Amen. Taking a gift to someone's house for dinner. Throwing a baby shower for a mother-to-be. Just an oral tradition. Nothing's written out there. No, there's no law that says you have to do this. Just an oral tradition. Tipping the waiter for good service. Oral tradition. Passed down. Amen. It's a good thing to do. Praise God. Most of them are making minimum wage. Live on their tips. If they provide good service, praise God. Be a good witness and tip them well. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, Brother Bartlett. That's good preaching. If they don't, tip them in another way. Say, if you would like greater tips in the future. No, I'm just kidding. Tip them anyway. Praise God. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe you're the only Christ that they'll see that day. Tip them anyway. Praise God. Amen. That's a good preaching too, Brother Bartlett. Okay. Greeting with a nod, a bow, a smile, a handshake. Just oral tradition. How about removing shoes before entering a home? I know that now we have it in writing. Things like, shuck your shoes, honey child. Little signs that you put on your door, on the front of your door. And making sure that people remember that you live in Alaska and your feet are probably full of snow and mud and everything else. Take your shoes off before you enter a home. That was passed down through oral tradition. About oral traditions of proverbs and adages. You ever heard of a watched pot never boils? If you watch it long enough. That was just something that was passed down. So walk away from it. It'll boil faster. Actually, it's the same amount of time. You're just busy doing other things. If anything could go wrong, it will go wrong. Actions speak louder than words. Oral traditions passed down. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. There's a good one. Amen. Necessity is the mother of all invention. Oral traditions. Don't judge a book by its cover. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The grass is always greener on the other side. A penny saved is a penny earned. If it ain't broke, so you guys have heard these before. Oral tradition passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. Good things come to those who wait. Good things come to those who wait. How many enjoy family reunions? Excellent. See those hands tonight. praise God. Some are fun. Some are not so fun. Some are good and some are important. I think they're all important. Praise God. We need to have good connections with our family, if at all possible. Praise God. And if not, pray for them daily. But going to family reunion, we go to one in Indio, California, and we enjoy our time while we're down there, and it is with, it's not necessarily with my immediate family, it's not necessarily Holly's immediate family, it's her mom's aunts and uncles, so it's distant relatives, second cousins, third cousins, that kind of stuff. But when we go, we always have a really good time catching up with our family and enjoy sitting and talking with our family. And there's always stories. There's always, you know, there's always a crazy person in the family. If you don't know who it is, it's probably you. But there's always somebody that's a little bit crazy doing some crazy stunts, and there's always stories about that person, and there's stories of how the grandparents came over from Europe, or there's stories of how they traveled across the country and settled in that area, and how they became important and integral parts of that community, and whatever it might be. But I always go back to the times that I was able to spend with my dad and all of his brothers. And in a little tiny town of Perth Andover, New Brunswick. And you would sit around. This was before iPhones, and this was before iPads, and this was before movies and DVDs and Blu-rays and before the internet even. We would go and you'd actually talk. It's kind of cool. It's a neat concept. We should try it sometime. You can actually talk. And we would sit around and the kids would be sitting on the floor because, of course, the adults got the chairs and it was just only right. We'd just sit at our parents' feet or whatever it might be. And we would listen. And they weren't necessarily talking to us. They may have been talking to each other. But through their talking and through their communication, we learned our family's history. We learned who the crazy ones were. We knew who liked to fish, and we knew who liked to hunt, and we knew who liked to work on cars, and we knew all of the stories. And every time we went, guess what? We heard the same stories. Every time we go back to Nova Scotia and I sit and talk to my father, I hear the same stories over and over again. Is it because it's the only stories he can remember? No. Oral tradition passing along stories, passing along history, passing along teaching through talking. When they would tell the story, and I heard it 15 times, guess what? That story that they told was told with the same excitement, the same enthusiasm, the same exact hand motions that they made before. If he's talking about the time that he's driving down the highway at 110 kilometers an hour, however fast that is, you do the math. And all the spokes in the back tire of the motorcycle decided to give way. And he's telling the story. And he's given all of the motions. Those oral traditions are handed down time and time again. And what does that do to my memory? It helps me to remember my family history. It's reminding me of the funny times. It's reminding me of important morals. And it's reminding me of great defining moments in our family's history. We remember by repetition. We remember by telling. So as I go back to Psalms 77:11, can you see how that jumped out? I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also on thy work and talk of thy doings. How will I remember the works of the Lord? I will talk of thy doings. How will I remember the wonders of old? I will talk about the wonders of old. Hallelujah. I will talk about all of his work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long before words were ever written on paper or printed for the masses, words were spoken. Traditions, how to live, how to survive, how to avoid things, what things to hold dear. They were all passed down through generations by talking. By talking. Hallelujah. We remember by talking about it. Talk. It's for your own good. Talk. It's for your own good. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. These words. We read it as scripture, something that was written down. This was spoken. This was spoken to the people. Read, spoken to the people. These words that I've commanded you this day shall be in thine heart. Okay? There was a colon there. Continuing. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. The spoken word. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The spoken word. That it's in my heart. Absolutely, it's in my heart. I need the spoken word in my heart. Hallelujah. But there's a colon there, which means there's a continuation of the thought. Yes, it needs to be in my heart. But in order for it to take root, and in order for it to continue generation after generation, it must be talked about. Hallelujah. It must be talked about. Teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So today, we should talk about the greatness of our God only on Sunday and Thursday. We should talk about the greatness of our God only when we're with our Christian friends. We should talk about the greatness of our God only when we feel comfortable in the situation. Or or only when we're having a good day? When everything is great in our lives? Only after we've been healed? We should talk about the greatness of God when we are sitting around the house. We should talk about the greatness of God when we're walking by the way. And that means everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, we should talk about the greatness of our God. We should talk about the greatness of our God before we go to bed. And we need to talk about the greatness of God when we get up in the morning. Anybody else not a morning person? Praise God, not a morning person. And that's okay. It didn't say early. It just said when you get up. Don't be cranky. Get up and talk about the greatness of God. God woke you up today. God woke me up this morning. God's been good to me. He gave me a good night's rest. It might have only been 2 hours. But praise God, it was worth every 2 hours. I needed it. I needed that 2 hours. Praise God. When you get up, talk about the greatness of God. Hallelujah. That is how we remember talking about the greatness of God. Why is our testimony so powerful? Why is our testimony so powerful? Because we're actually talking about the greatness of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I grew up in this thing. I grew up in church. And I always thought that I didn't have a testimony. All the people that come out of the world, they were delivered from heroin and delivered from crack and delivered from alcoholism and all kind. The list of sins went on. And they could stand up in church and say, God delivered me from all of those things. And I thought that I didn't have that kind of a testimony. I didn't realize that I had been delivered from all of those things before I got messed up in all of those things. I have the same power and the same blood over my life that they do. And my testimony is that God delivered me from going through that, kept me from going through that. I have a testimony. You have got a testimony today. Hallelujah. Where the God that I serve, He has brought you out. He has kept you. He has kept you safe. He has delivered you. Hallelujah. He has cleansed you with His blood. He has filled you with His Spirit. Hallelujah. You are baptized in His name. You have got a testimony. And there is power in your testimony because it is the spoken word. Hallelujah. The spoken word. Your testimony encourages yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have a few people that I know that are really good at incorporating God into everything that they do, every conversation that they have. It's just what they do. Praise God. Meet the person on the street, meet the person in the store, getting your mail, talking to somebody. The first words out of their mouth is, isn't God good today? Or hasn't God given us a beautiful day today? In one sentence, they know your faith in God. You've also declared Him as Creator. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hasn't God given us a beautiful day today? Hallelujah. Telling of His greatness. Speaking of His greatness. How are you doing today? Most people have a generic response. How are you doing today? Good. Fine. That's a good one. That doesn't really mean anything. Fine. It's like, leave me alone. Don't ask any more questions. I'm okay, but that's when you're like, oh, why did I ask that question? No. Just kidding. No, we really care about what people think. And if they're having a bad day, we need to be there for them. Amen. Praise God. Amen, Brother Barley. So how are you doing today? The normal response is good or pretty good. What does Dave Ramsey always say? He's got the same response every time. Every time someone asks him, "How are you?" or "How are you doing?" he comes back with, "Better than I deserve." We all have our pre-programmed responses. We all have our pre-programmed things that we say when somebody asks you a question. I propose a better response for you today. How are you today? God's been good to me. God's given me a good day. Thank God for his blessings today. God has blessed my life today. God put a smile on my face. Praise God. One thing I'm thankful for is that every day God puts a smile on Sister Sherry's face. Amen. Because through God putting a smile on Sister Sherry's face, God puts a smile on my face. Praise God. Because my smile's not always there. Praise God. But you can't help but look at Sister Sherry and smile. Praise God. That's a good thing. It's not a negative thing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, if I could you stand and find somebody in the room? And some of us are going to have to come up to Sister Holly, but we're going to practice something tonight. We're going to practice just for a second here. And we've got just a little bit of time. We're going to practice. Find somebody and just ask them the simple question. How are you doing? Go find them. Quick. Just go find somebody. How are you doing? And then we're going to find out what the responses are. Brother Greg. How you doing, Brother Greg? You doing good? God's been good? Praise God. How you doing, Brother Paul?
I'm blessed.
Hey, someone's listening. Praise God. Hey, I didn't say anything about hugging and smiling and laughing. I said, ask the question. Praise God. Bunch of Pentecostals. Yay. All right, find your seats. Praise God. That's enough practice. You guys are phenomenal. Guys, somebody's listening tonight, and that's good. Praise God. Amen. The spoken word. When talking about God, it's the rhema, the spoken word. Luke 3 and 2. God gave John a message he was to preach as a forerunner to Christ. God gave it to him. The word, or rhema, of God came unto John. And I'm thankful that the word of God can come unto us. Thankful for that. Hallelujah. Acts 11:16. God reminded Peter of his word. Acts 11:16. Then remembered I the word, or rhema, of the Lord. How he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I love when God speaks to me. I love when God speaks to me. He can speak to me through his word. He can speak to me in prayer. He can speak to me through my pastor. He can speak to me through somebody, a close friend of mine. Praise God. He can speak to me through a stranger. He's had to speak to some of us through a donkey. God has a way of speaking to us. But I love when God speaks to me. His word is powerful and life-changing. And I am privileged today to have a relationship with him and commune with him each day. There are so many, though, that are around us who do not know his voice. And that is why today, we, you and I, have been commissioned to be his voice to them. The only time they may hear the voice of God is through your mouth. The only time they see God is through your actions. The only time they may hear God's wisdom is through the wisdom that you speak. Today, I challenge you to talk about his greatness. Talk about his greatness. Now, if you would, just stand one more time. I want you to find somebody else and tell them about the greatness of your God. Go. The greatness of your God. The greatness of your God. Hallelujah. We'll find somebody else. Praise God. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is making it working. God is making it working. Okay, all right, awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has given you favor at Fred Meyer. God is good. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Praise God. His faithfulness. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. God is good. Amen. All right. Find your seats. Amen. Man, it's hard to control a crowd of Pentecostals. Amen. Speaking of the greatness of our God. Psalms 119:27. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Psalms 145:10-13. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of man his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To talk of all thy power. To talk of all of his power. To make known. To talk to the sons of man about his mighty acts and his glorious majesty. There is so much to say. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get a little tongue-tied and wonder what, God, I just give me the words to speak, Lord. I want to witness to this person. Just give me the words to speak, and I just don't know what to say. And that's why I'm having you practice tonight. There are so many things, so many wondrous works. Well, is this going to be appropriate on the job site? Can I really? You can talk about your God. You can talk about the greatness of your God. When you're praying and you're exalting God, what are you saying? What are you speaking? You're speaking about his mighty works and you're speaking about his greatness. God, you are awesome. You are great. You are mighty. You are powerful. You are faithful. All of these things can be spoken to those around you. The God that I serve, he's faithful. He's never let me down. Has anybody ever forsaken you? Guess what? My God never forsakes me. All of these things can be said and talked about to those around you, that the sons of man will know his mighty acts and his glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. His power is just the same today as it was back then. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is everlasting, and I will talk about the greatness of my God. Hallelujah. 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 Not only will you have an impact on those around you, but we are strengthened through remembering. How did David encourage himself? How did David encourage himself? Just look at how many scriptures we pulled out of Psalms tonight. How did David encourage himself? He talked about David talked about the greatness of his God. David wrote songs about the greatness of his God. David sung songs about the greatness of his God. He played music to the greatness of his God. Hallelujah. He talked about the greatness of his God. That's how David encouraged himself in the Lord. He talked about all of the times that God had done great things in his life, how God had delivered him in his life, how he had spared his life, how he had saved him, how he saved him from, or he did not kill David when he very well could have for his acts of sin. God spared David and saved David, and David could encourage himself by just thinking and talking about the greatness of his God. When we're down, and I know that we're not all on the mountaintop all the time. If we were, we'd starve because there's not a whole lot of food up there. Sometimes we got to go through the valley and get fed. But we need to remember when we are down, when we feel down and we feel a little bit defeated in our spirit, that we can speak about the greatness of our God. And when we speak about the greatness of God, it will bring to our remembrance the things that God has done in our life. It'll stir up those things that maybe we have forgotten about or put on the back burner or haven't thought about in a while. The things that God has done in our life. And if he did it back then, guess what? He can do it now, because the Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so if he did it for me before, he can do it for me now. And if I believe that he can do it for me now, he can do it for me in the future. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's talking about the greatness of our God. Talk. It's for your own good. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Witnessing is not just for the saving of souls, but it is also for the strengthening of the saved soul. When we speak about his greatness, we are encouraged. We speak about his greatness. There is the potential when we speak about his greatness for someone to catch on, for the light to come on in somebody's spirit and understand that I need that greatness. I need that God in my life. I need a God that is willing to save me and to forgive my sins and cover me with his blood. I need that God. But in the process of you speaking about the greatness of God, you yourself are strengthened. Hallelujah. You will be strengthened when you tell others of his greatness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we stand just one more time? Hallelujah. As we come to the front tonight, I want you to find somebody else and tell them about something great God did in your life. Very quickly, just something great that God has done in your life as you come. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. We serve a great God. Hallelujah. Commission each one of you to talk about the greatness of God this week. Let talking about his greatness become so intertwined with your speech that you can't help but speak about God in every situation, in every conversation, no matter who you run across, no matter how you feel that day, whether you're in a good mood, whether you're in a bad mood, whether you just need a good touch and maybe a good smack on the head by God or a little bit of chastening in your life. Let every moment in your life, let it be an opportunity to speak of the greatness of God. You will find strength when you are weak, and you will strengthen those around you by your witness and by your testimony. Your testimony has so much power. We don't realize, we go into situations when we're witnessing to people and we go in timid and afraid when all of the power is in us speaking. All of the power that is there to change their life, we have the ability and the power through God to speak it into their lives. There is no need for fear and timidness when it comes to us talking about the greatness of our God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We've proved it. We've practiced it tonight. We have the ability. We have the ability. God help us. God help us tonight. And that's what I want us to pray. God help us tonight to be the voice in this generation. Help us to be God's voice to this generation, to this community. Help us to be your voice. God, help us to speak your greatness when people don't know and don't understand and have never heard from you. God, help us to be that voice. God, let us speak out with boldness about your greatness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's just repeating scripture, let's repeat scripture about your greatness. Let's tell others about your greatness. God, you've been so good to me. How can I forget what you've done for me? God, help me to speak every day about your greatness. Hallelujah. I want to talk about your wondrous works. I want to talk about your power. I want to talk about your healing in my life. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you as the creator. I want to talk about you as my protector, as my shield, as my banner. God, I want to talk about you, God. I want to talk about you, God, and share you with this world. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.